Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Alan N. McLean is a paralegal, former management systems analyst in some of America's most famous computer and aviation companies. At age 64, he was diagnosed with the symptoms of early-stage macular degeneration. In 2 years, he overcame it completely with sharper and clearer vision as never before, with healthy foods and supplements recommended by eye doctors. The full story of the power of the combined methods for overcoming early-stage macular degeneration in his book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and You Can Too, and described on his website, beatmaculardegeneration.com. Alan McLean is with us on today's This Week in America with his remarkable story of how he completely overcame early-stage macular degeneration for sharper and clearer vision than ever before, a story that amazed even his doctors. This discovery has formed the mission to alert people worldwide to the growing eye problem, revealing ways to prevent it and overcome it in its early stages for better vision for all. Alan McLean, author of How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and Now You Can Too, with us on This Week in America. Alan, a very important program. First of all, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be here.
Those are words that when you hear really scare you, macular degeneration. Let's start off by talking about what exactly is it and why is it we seem to be hearing more about it over the last few years?
Macular degeneration is an alarming eye problem because it is a leading cause of blindness in many people at age 50 and up. Eye doctors are calling it a growing epidemic. An estimated 17 million Americans have it, and 30 million people worldwide have it. It is a painless deterioration of the eye's retina that can lead to legal blindness if not detected in a yearly eye examination and acted upon to stop or reverse the symptoms. It is also known as age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Over time, it can lead to blurry vision in the center of the person's view that can prevent him or her from clearly reading, recognizing faces, or driving. We are hearing more about it now because it has been showing up since year 2000, possibly because of environmental conditions. Before the year 2000, macular degeneration was almost unheard of. Fortunately, there are many ways to prevent it, to stop it, and even overcome it when it is discovered in the early stages.
It's interesting with Alan's case, he wouldn't take no answer when he was diagnosed in the early stages and was asking questions. He went out and came up with sort of his own answers to his questions. It's in his book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages and How You Can Too. Who exactly is impacted, affected by macular degeneration?
It is currently affecting 1 in 3 people over age 65. This is a serious vision problem on the order of a worldwide epidemic. An estimated 17 million people in the United States are affected. Worldwide, there are an estimated 30 million people who have some form of macular degeneration.
1 in 35 over age 65. That's a startling statistic. And you mentioned it's painless. How do we know when we have it?
The truth is that most of us would be completely unaware that we have the symptoms of it until we have a complete eye examination. The best way to determine if we have it is with a yearly eye examination by an optometrist or ophthalmologist who has a retina camera that can photograph the retina so the presence of any drusen can be detected. Drusen are shown in the retina photograph as little yellow spots or white spots where, under the retina, there are deposits of fat and cellular debris. It is always worth any additional cost to have the eye doctor photograph the retina. Another way to detect central vision problems is to view an Amsler grid, first with one eye, and then separately with the other. An Amsler grid is simply a grid of horizontal and vertical lines with a dot in the center. You hold the grid at your normal reading distance and stare at the dot in the middle, for each eye individually. If there are any distortions in the grid, there is some sort of problem with your central vision, and it is time to make an appointment with an eye doctor for a complete eye examination. Amsler grids are available at no cost on the internet, and a printout can be made for regular viewing. A larger one is a better test to quickly detect central vision problems.
And I might add, you will find the grid as well in Alan's book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and how you can too. The book is big print. It's really easy to read. It's in logical sequence. The book is How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and you can too. The author, Alan N. McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N, our guest in the program. His website is beatmaculardegeneration.com. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link directly onto Alan's website. If we find early symptoms, are they cause for alarm?
Absolutely, because neglecting the symptoms of this eye condition can lead to loss of the person's central vision. Any symptoms of eye problems call for immediate response, making full use of all current knowledge and methods of minimizing or even overcoming the problems. Most of us, when informed that we have symptoms of macular degeneration, are quite honestly shocked into the possibility of losing our central vision. So we look for all methods of countering this problem, and there are many ways to hold it back and overcome it, with more on the way in the near future.
Yeah, when we hear those words, as I mentioned before, they are very frightening. Now we've got some great information on macular degeneration in Alan's book. What are some of the main steps in the regimen that you recommend in the book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and how you can too? So we can avoid the condition, doing everything we can to overcome it, especially if a yearly eye exam shows the early symptoms. So we have that preliminary knowledge. What do we do with it?
The best regimen is nutritional. It consists of healthy natural foods, including plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables, and supplemental vitamins with many ingredients that have been proven to benefit the vision. Recently, it has been discovered that melatonin, which is a well-known natural sleep aid, can prevent and even reverse macular degeneration. It is also important to always wear amber-colored, polarized sunglasses when out in the sun, to filter out and block the blue rays from the sun. The blue rays are the sun's ultraviolet rays that hurt our eyes. Changing one's diet over to the most healthy foods is really not too difficult, and it even improves our energy levels and adds to a cheerful attitude. It is equally important to stop consuming prepared foods, dairy foods, chocolate, and sodas. We include in our breakfast a slice of apricot, fresh raspberries, blueberries, and sometimes blackberries. Raspberries have a compound in them that has been found to be very helpful, as do blueberries. We include mixed nuts with orange juice for a powerful boost of natural vitamins, and we sprinkle kernels of pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds on a bowl of oatmeal. We have one boiled egg for its beneficial lutein, a very important vitamin in this program. We take a supplemental B-complex vitamin and one of the eye supplement vitamins. Up to 3 cups of black coffee can be enjoyed daily for its antioxidant value. Lunch consists of meatloaf we prepare using turkey, oats, and eggs on organic bread with romaine lettuce and with supplemental vitamins. We drink distilled water, which we make with a home distiller, and we use it in our cooking for its detoxifying effects. Dinner consists mainly of a green salad, chicken, turkey, or fish, steamed green vegetables, carrots, yam, and tomato, along with one boiled egg. A little dark red wine is helpful, along with some tart cherry juice and supplemental vitamins. Some daily exercise and quality sleep are needed to establish a daily circadian rhythm for best all-around health and to help the eyes as well. Complete details of the successful regimen are in my book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and How You Can Too. A description of the book is on my website, beatmaculardegeneration.com. This is a total health book with hundreds of proven tips for higher energy levels, longer life, and better vision.
I was going to say that the diet that you're talking about and everything that I'm reading in the book, it's more than just trying to overcome macular degeneration. It's a healthy lifestyle as well. It's all in the book. I mentioned in the beginning when you got the diagnosis, talk about how this whole journey started for you.
When I was a management systems analyst in the computer industry, and later on an auditor in the aviation industry, my workload called for regular 12-hour days at full alertness and high energy levels. To build the stamina to hold up in such demanding jobs, I developed my basic nutritional regimen on which my book is based, and I improved it, overcoming the symptoms of macular degeneration in 2 years. Other people are seen with sharper vision and have higher energy levels when following my discoveries, which are based on the recommendations of many eye doctors.
And it's interesting, the years of research, and you will benefit from that in the book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and you can too. One question that comes up frequently, people that have been smokers for years, and they're concerned about the impact of smoking on macular degeneration. Talk about that a little bit.
Smoking does increase the risk. Smoking sets the individual in the direction of cardiovascular disease, which makes problems worse. Since the 1980s, smoking has been discouraged in the workplace and should be avoided or stopped for a more healthy lifestyle and longer life.
It's just something that we should be doing anyway. And I mentioned in the beginning, and you talked about the statistic, 1 in 3 over age 65. Is macular degeneration, does it affect young people? Is it just for old people, or does it affect younger people as well?
Symptoms are rare in people under age 50. There are some younger people who have special conditions that may begin this vision problem. An annual eye examination with a retina camera is recommended for everyone in times of a changing climate and increased ultraviolet light from the sun. Beginning at an early age, everyone should wear polarized amber color polycarbonate sunglasses when out in the sun to positively protect one's eyes from the sun's ultraviolet light, which may be the reason behind the major increases in the macular degeneration we have seen since year 2000. Polycarbonate sunglasses with the plastic lenses are easily affordable, are very durable and safe, and provide better protection than glass lenses.
I can remember being in for an eye exam, and I had early stages of cataracts at the time, and they looked at my sunglasses, and those were cheap over-the-counter sunglasses I bought, and they basically described them as toys and said, you really need to get a good pair, as you just described. This was years ago. I'm still using the sunglasses. They are durable. They were not all that expensive, and they really made a difference. We're talking with Alan McLean, author of How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages and How You Can Too. Is it curable? Is this something that we talk about slowing it down? Can you overcome it? Is it curable?
When the early symptoms of a medical problem can be totally reversed and beaten back, it would seem that the condition is curable when caught in the early stages. The key to avoiding and overcoming macular degeneration is the annual eye examination, including retina camera photographs, which can identify any drusen, those spots on the retina where there are deposits of cellular debris. The next step is to apply all nutritional and eye protection methods, as detailed in my book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration and How You Can Too. My book is described on my website, beatmaculardegeneration.com, or the shorter version, beatmacdegen.com.
Is macular degeneration always caused by age?
Macular degeneration is caused by age and by a number of other factors, as listed in my book, How I Beat Macular Degeneration and How You Can Too. As we grow older, our systems are less able to process foods well enough to control sugar and inflammation, which leads to various conditions, including those affecting our eyes. Macular degeneration is currently turning up among people age 50 and above. For another excellent summary, see the book, Macular Degeneration, A Complete Guide for Patients and Their Families, by Michael A. Samuel, M.D., and Joshua Hedaya, M.D.
I've heard a lot recently about wet macular degeneration, and I'm really not sure exactly what they're talking about. What is wet macular degeneration?
Wet macular degeneration is the advanced stage of this condition. Only about 10% of the people with the early symptoms in the dry stage will see the condition progress to the wet stage. Eye specialists have treatments to slow its progression, and newer treatments are being developed. The patient is told to test his or her vision daily by viewing an Amsler grid, which is a grid of straight lines easily found with an internet search and in my book on pages 15 through 17.
I can tell in your voice, in a couple minutes left in the program, your passion for bringing all of your information to the general public. What has this been like for you? What kind of reaction are you getting? Because it really is sight-saving information that you have in your book.
I'm getting a very positive reaction. As with all health books, it's a bit difficult to get people interested in the subject if they feel fine. However, I'm trying to bring this to attention of everybody because it is a worldwide problem, and it's one that can be easily overlooked and can turn into a major problem.
Yeah, you mentioned, and I've been through a situation where an eye doctor had said to me a few years ago, you were in the early stages, and that really gets your attention, especially when, as you say, you have no idea that this is actually something that's developing. This is why the book and the topic is so important. One out of three over 65 really need to pay attention because they will be impacted by this. The book is How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages and How You Can Too. The author is Alan N. McLean. Your guide to improving your vision, higher energy levels, and longer life as well. Alan's website is very simple. It's and you go directly to our website and reach it as well, beatmaculardegeneration.com. Alan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. It has to be an exciting time for you getting the word out on the book and actually being able to help people like this. It has to be years of research went into this. I know that you looked into in the, developing the book. It has to be a very satisfying time for you.
It really is. Now I can share my discoveries I've been working on through the years. My research goes back actually about 41 years to 1976. And now I can bring it out for everyone to benefit from Secrets of Health and Nutrition, which makes such a wonderful difference in our lives. It's so important for everyone.
And the book is, as I say, laid out. It is very easy to read, large type. The information is broken down. It's not medical. It has things that you as a layman can understand. That's how Alan went into this and the research that he did. And actually, even his doctors are amazed at the progress that they've seen with Alan. Alan McLean, our guest on the program, the book How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages, and You Can Too. Information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Alan, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Pleasure having you with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Alan McLean, the book is called How I Beat Macular Degeneration in the Early Stages and How You Can Too. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.